In this section, we also have Jesus sending disciples out. He sends them out by two and two. Never by one, always by two. And he tells them that they're supposed to stay in the homes with the people because they can do better there. They can talk to the people, and they throw themselves totally, make themselves totally dependent on the people. Because when you have to take care of somebody, you begin to like them. I found that out taking care of people's children. That with the people that, whose children I took care of, I liked them a lot. And I thought, as I introspected why I liked them, it was that I was taking care of them and doing for them. So the mothers should always leave the children with the fathers. See? And when the fathers have to take care of the children, they learn to love the children. They have to do for the children. They have to do. And I'm sure that you must find that with the pets that you take care of people, that you get fond of the pet if you've taken care of him and healed him and so on. So there is something very interesting about that relationship of giving to somebody that is very, 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 very close and binds you to the person. So he told the disciples not to not stay in hotels, but to get right in with the people and to let the people feed them. And then if the people didn't seem interested, to move out fast. See, not to stay in those houses and to find someplace else right away, someplace where they were open. And so they did that. And then the disciples went out and they didn't get the point. Because when they came back to report what they'd been teaching, he asked them, "What did you teach the people?" And they said, "Well, we taught the people to repent." See, that's a negative. That's what John the Baptist taught. Repent. And the reason why I bring that up is repent is the opposite of forgive. But there's something strange about people and guilt, and it is that there is something built into a human being that says, if I did wrong, I must pay. I've never been able to figure out whether it's conditioning or inherent. But I've felt that way in my life sometimes. Like I've said to myself, I paid now, I paid for that. And I think that's true, that if you do wrong, you pay for it, either in a very tangible way or somehow psychologically. You don't feel good if you did wrong. So they went out and told people to repent, which is a kind of a negative thing. Just feel badly for what you did. And so Jesus did not think that was the right message, and that was the first and the last time they ever got sent out. As a matter of fact, he must have been a little bit strategic, because at a certain point he said, "Now you go on over there and rest a little bit." And I imagine they were glad to do that. And then he stayed back and he took care of the multitudes and the people. He took care of them. And then he went over and joined the people. After this episode, he went off to the hills to pray. And it must be very traumatic. It is traumatic to every human being, including Jesus, I'm sure, to be misunderstood. There's a trauma involved. And the more profound the knowledge, which of course he had, the more traumatized he must have been, in a sense, not to have the people understand. So he went off to pray, off to the mountain to pray.